Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
There is a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Chihuahua too?
Half bulldog, half Chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats! Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
As a bald baseball fan, I spend a lot of time wearing hats. But you have no business covering up your follicle-filled head. There's no shortage of items with your team's logo on it, yet you choose the one thing that hides your precious hair. So instead, love your hair as much as you love your team by taking it to Supercuts. Their stylist can recommend the perfect haircut to make you never want to wear a hat again. A commemorative pin? Sure. Hat? No. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts. Supercuts, the official hairstylist of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo bucks instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10, time to play again.
That's some shit that you don't do. I'ma stay right for my real. That's some shit I'm gonna do. What a comment.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let's go some commas. Let's go some commas. down to 100,000. 100,000 on 100,000. 300,000, 500,000. A million is how money shout. Let's promise.
Live Love Memphis Group, they are the best team in Memphis. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, they have countless success stories in the Memphis area. Just ask Lewis. Lewis is on the fence, didn't know whether or not he wanted to sell his home or not. Got with the Live Love Memphis Group. He asked some questions, they gave him back some answers. And he listed his home with them on a Monday. And by the next day, it was under contract for a list price. That's what the Live Love Memphis team can do for you.
685-6000, 685-6000. You want to have your home sold. It's very simple. I'll say it again. So you can go run and get your pen and pencil right now while I'm telling you a little bit more about Live Love. That team is captained by Jennifer Carstensen. She's simply the hardest working woman in real estate in this area. And she will get that home sold so quickly for you. Did it for me. Is doing it for our man Kantar Macklin. Did it for Lewis as well. He's off in Phoenix. Now he wouldn't be in Phoenix if he hadn't sold his home here in Memphis. Thanks to the good folks at Live Love Memphis. Go check them out. You can do your homework. They're at livelovememphis.com. Or again, give them a call. 685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen and you will be on the way to selling that home. Get with the right group. It's the Live Love Memphis group there. LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Every round this time we do the rundown, let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Last night, obviously, we've been talking about Memphis Madness all day long, but there were some other things going on last night, including Thursday Night Football, a very, very good game, you would say. A great start to, what is this, Jason, week five in the NFL? A great start to week five in the NFL last night with the Seattle Seahawks, a nail-biter over the L.A. Rams, 30-29. Now, the Rams would have won this game. Goff did everything, frankly, he could have done.
He did. I got to give it to him.
And Zuerlein is one of the,
Come on, Zuerlein.
Zuerlein's the best kicker in the NFL.
It's from 44. You're a pro. You're supposed to knock that in.
He makes, 58 yarders on the regular, you know. Goff does everything he can do in that situation to
It's also hard to win Seattle.
It is.
I don't know what it is. You're going to miss it. There's a better chance of missing that field goal. Like that 12th man they got or whatever the heck they call themselves. It's just hard to win up there. It really is. And especially it's hard to win up there in prime time. Russell Wilson really gets it done in the prime time games.
Yeah, so I was driving home.
Heckable record.
I was driving home. I was listening to the game, and Seattle was obviously down. They had fourth and goal. Yeah,
you were hoping for a Robert Woods touchdown.
Well, he got one pulled back, unfortunately. It was close. If it would have been ruled a touchdown, it would have stood. It was ruled an incompletion, so it stood. But in my mind, though, I'm like, okay, it's fourth and goal. You know, they need a touchdown. There is absolutely no way that Russell Wilson doesn't get this. I feel
what he
like
does.
Now I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I'm sure they're not as good as I think they are. But I feel like when Russell Wilson is in a do or die situation, maybe other than the Super Bowl, and that was a play calling mistake, obviously. But when he is in a do or die situation, more times than not, like, he is going to make it happen. Like, he is going to make a play. He is going to pull magic and a rabbit out of a hat, and he's going to get it done. And that's exactly what happened last night. He flips it to Chris Carson, who's untouched in the end zone. And obviously, the Seattle Seahawks go on to win the game. He finished with 268 yards, four touchdowns, no turnovers, and also had 32 rushing yards on eight attempts. This guy right now is the MVP of the league.
He was 7 of 9 for 184 yards and the two touchdowns on throws of more than 10 air yards, John. It's the 20th time of the past five seasons that Wilson's thrown at least two TDs on those throws. That's the most in the NFL. He just has a flair for this. He just has a flair for the big play when the big play is needed most. He's talking about the throw to Carson where, like, he doesn't know what he's going to do at that point. He said, just out of the corner, I'm buying time. And then out of my peripheral, I see Carson over there, and I flip it to that guy is the king of the improv. Like, that's what he does. He gets out there, he makes things happen. And it's to your point, it's remarkable how often the things that happen are wins for him pulling them out, pulling Seattle out of the fire. And again, last night, we're saying all this and how awesome Russell Wilson was. Well, I mean, if Zuerlein hits the kick, it's an L. And what I tell you what, looking at that division before the season, I thought Seattle was at least going to be one of the teams that fell off because I'd have told you before, if you look in the NFC, well, you got the Eagles in Dallas in the East. You got Bears, Vikings, and Green Bay in the north. Somebody in the west is going to be the odd man out. Somebody's got to be out. All these teams can't be good. And what have you got? You've got San Francisco, you've got the Rams out there, and you've got this Seahawk team that, quite frankly, no matter who you are, and look, the Rams had had their number of late. No matter who you are, you go into Seattle, there's a good chance you're going to lose that ball game. They look like a playoff team, and Russell has looked like an MVP candidate early on this season. There's no question he's played to that level. Hell, John, I've got him in fantasy. He's like the third-rated fantasy quarterback. He's having that kind of a season behind. I think he's only behind Patrick Mahomes, one other. I can't think of who it is in terms of fantasy. But the production.
Yeah. Lamar?
I bring that in. I think it might be Lamar from a fantasy standpoint because he's so you're getting so much in rushing yards from him. Beside the point. He's been fantastic all season long, looked like an MVP, and all of a sudden, Seattle, and maybe for some of you, you predicted this already, but they look like a playoff team or certainly one that's going to fight for one of those spots, maybe even win the division. We'll see. If that Rams team, which gave up what, John, 55 week before to Tampa Bay, then all of a sudden, I mean, Seattle's getting all up and down the – look, I made this point to you yesterday. I've not said it on the air. But and again, it's less fan of the Bears than it is, I think, real talk right now. I am tired of hearing that Aaron Donald is the best defensive player in the game, okay? And I'm tired of hearing it because you see one every Sunday that plays for the Chicago Bears that you watch, and he raises the level of everyone else around him, and he's on a defense that doesn't give up 55 points to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? How long are we going to keep giving Aaron Donald? Look, you're a defensive lineman. There's only so much you can do, right? The pressure, whatever. But how long are we going to keep giving him that title on a defense that gives up points the way the Rams do? One of the things you got to be is if you're going to be the best defender, right? You're so good, you make everybody around you better. I don't see him making everybody around him all the time better. I know he's good. Don't get me wrong, Aaron Donald, top of his class. Like, he's one of the best defenders in the league. But give me Khalil Mack and what he does for every other player on that defense over Aaron Donald all day long. And I know it's two different positions, but give me Khalil Mack as best defensive player, or that big boy down Tampa Bay's got 9 sacks. I can't think of his name right now. He's having a monster season. Anyway, Russell Wilson was great last night.
Yeah, and honestly, like he's off to his best career start. Through 5 games, he has over 1,400 passing yards, 12 touchdowns.
Career start.
No picks. No picks.
Yeah, I saw the 0 picks.
On the other side, obviously, Jared Goff leads the NFL in interceptions. Those are all career highs. And by the way, like, you know, it's not like Russell Wilson. Like, does Russell Wilson have one number one, like, does he have a good receiver? Tyler Lockett is a decent player, but I think Russell Wilson makes him. You know,
he makes receivers. So just like Aaron Rodgers,
he is doing this with, you know, I mean, DK Metcalf they obviously drafted, but like I mean,
yeah, he looks like the prototype, but
he hasn't arrived.
They're still working him in.
Yeah. So I mean,
how to be a pro.
It's very impressive. You know,
I agree.
It's impressive what Mahomes does too. By the way, I mean, Tyreek Hill's not playing right now, and he's still putting up 300 plus a game. So like Mahomes probably is the leader for MVP right now. But honestly, if Russell Wilson continues at this pace, you know, he's put himself in the conversation after last night, and he'll have a real case if he keeps this up throughout the year. Obviously, Seattle keeps winning games, that will help. But a very good start, you would say, to week 5. Let me ask you this: from the Rams,
who's the winning division?
Yeah, from the Rams' perspective, are they reeling?
They tried to act like they're not last night in the locker room with the media afterwards, but I think they are.
Yeah.
And they're reeling defensively.
And they got Todd Gurley going last night a little bit, you know?
Well, I mean, did he? He got in the end zone a couple times. What do you have, 50-something yards rushing? There's something off there.
Yeah.
And they keep denying it. And you ask McVay, oh, he's fine. We've got to do a better job. This is what he keeps saying. We got to do a better job. It's on us to get him more opportunities. That dude is not as explosive as he has been. That dude is not as fast as he is a different version of the Gurley we saw, you know, this time year ago, just ripping through defenses. You understand?
Yep.
I mean, you can see it. And what does Salisbury say, John? What does Salisbury tell us about peeing in the wind and all that stuff?
Sometimes it gets in your face. I don't know. He has so many Sean Salisbury-isms. I don't know which one that one's talking about.
It's something like, don't tell me it's raining when you're peeing in my face.
Yeah.
Right, because I know the difference.
Right, that's it.
That's the case here.
Yes, that is exactly right. So anyway,
I know something is wrong with Gurley. I know it. You can't keep telling me that it's on y'all to get him more opportunities.
He has arthritis in his knees.
I know, and that's a condition that does not get better.
No,
it only
doesn't.
Gets worse.
Yes.
That devolves.
Yes, I'm surprised that we have not seen more Daryl Henderson. Like, we have not seen any.
I'm wondering
of him.
If it's a deal where, you know, he's still trying to pick up the offense or whatever, because at some point you go to him, right?
They spent a third round draft pick on him.
Let's see, he's a home run hitter. I mean, Pollard was a fourth rounder, and he's gotten all the opportunity in the world. I know opportunity is different in different places, but we all believe Darrell Henderson, a home run hitter that belongs in the NFL. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten more opportunities as well, John.
Yeah, so anyway, Seahawks win the game last night as Russell Wilson continues to make his case for MVP this year.
Next story.
I don't think he's going to win it, though.
He will not win because of Patrick Mahomes.
Good, of course. Tonight there's a pretty big game. It's a Friday night college football game. And I'm not sure how much attention we are paying to it here in Memphis, but maybe we should. One of the teams that, along with Memphis, has sort of been looking to close the gap on UCF here in the last couple of years, well, that team is Cincinnati, and more so for them because they're over in the East. They host the Knights tonight on ESPN, John. It is a big AAC tilt, as they would say. The Knights are number 18 in the country, looking for their 20th straight league win, AAC win, tonight versus Cincinnati. And John, you know, you figured it had been that long, right? It's starting to become sort of what the Tigers basketball team looked like in CUSA there for a while, where you're just unstoppable. But again, 20 straight conference wins. But they're going against a Cincinnati team that, I'll be real honest with you, I had real high hopes for early on this season. Now, with that schedule, and you saw them go up and get banged against Ohio State, and I said, this schedule is physical. The schedule, you hope by the end of the season for them, if you're them, right, you haven't worn yourself out, that physically you're still healthy in terms of getting through this thing, because they went out and waxed UCLA again. And, yes, they got clobbered by Ohio State, but this is a real team with real designs on knocking UCF off this year and being that representative from the east side. They're coming off a 52-14 win, over Marshall, in which their quarterback, Ritter, was pretty good again. But watch out for tonight. UCF has been impressive all season long. No question about it. They have lost the streaks over in terms of their overall winning streak, but they are still studly in the AAC. And tonight, again, if you're looking for who Memphis might play in the AAC championship game, I know a lot of us most of the time we're just penciling in UCF. Well, this game will have a lot of impact in terms of determining who that East representative is going to be. I'd have told you before the season this is the one Cincinnati's going to win. And then I watched UCF play this year, and they've still got all the speed.
They do.
And they've got like two or three different quarterback options. And, again, that freshman from Hawaii is good. He's still got some learning to do, but they are winning at a high, high pace. And I'd love to tell you Cincinnati's going to win tonight at home and avenge last year's loss. I think they've lost a ton straight to UCF too, but I'm afraid UCF's going to show you again they're still the best team in the AAC until proven otherwise.
Next story.
All right, so yesterday I brought you guys the story at Stones Live, right? Mike Postle, who is from the Memphis area. I believe he lived in South Haven. I believe that's where before he moved out west. Well, first of all, the story's gone national. Scott Van Pelt had it in his one big thing
Congrats on recognizing that early that it would be a big story.
Well, I mean,
I saw SVP pick it up last night. I was like, John Cho said this was going to be something. And now, did you get threats from folks yesterday about this about accusing this man, or at least bringing up the idea that he might be, or
I didn't get
allegation that he might be a cheater? Did you get some threats?
Well, one guy was just like, shut your mouth if you don't know.
Shut your pie hole.
Yeah, and I would tell that person that we do know. We do know that Mike Postle was cheating. Everybody knows.
What I gathered from that man that threatened you, or whatever you want to call it, and from others, and I heard it from SVP, this man's well-liked.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
By the people he has gambled with before this whole cheating scandal, or whatever, accused cheating, that people like, they're friends with this guy. He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a single dad or something along those lines. So, anyway, there has been a development other than it getting on SVP last night. The casino has launched an independent investigation. Remember, this is after they already said they looked into it and determined there was nothing there. So now they have announced an independent investigation team led by Michael Lippman, who is a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of California and chief of that office's fraud unit. He's assembling other members who are going to be announced soon. This is going to change, you know. I really believe this is going to change poker as we know it, right? Like, I think it's going to change, streaming. I think it's going to change the game. I think it's going to change security. You know what I mean? I think there are going to be far-reaching, repercussions from this. Let me ask you this, Jason. If you were a professional Texas Hold'em player, right, which those people exist. Those people exist. They play in Tunica. They play in Vegas. Why would you ever set foot in Stone's gambling hall ever again?
Why would I?
Yeah. You can't.
There's no credibility.
You well, I mean, it's like this is your living, and who knows how much money you've donked off to Mike Postle by now because he knows
been,
what you got.
They've been cheating me out of my money, him and his inside man in the company.
He knows what you
– Absolutely. They have no credibility. I'm not going to gamble my money with them.
Now you're not a professional Texas Hold'em player. You're the opposite of that.
I don't know why you get so giddy at talking about me not being a poker player like it's funny. Like there are millions of us out here, John. We ain't some poor group.
I'm not saying you're a poor group.
Yes, you are.
No. It's just
That's
funny.
Your attitude.
It's just
for
funny.
Us non-poker players.
It's just funny, like the way that you consciously tried to tell people at the table that you did not or you did have a hand or you hung your head when you didn't like.
I mean, not all of us are born to play poker. You and I discussed it. Penny Hardaway probably be a bad poker player because he's going to tell you, man, I got all the smoke right here. You understand?
No
I'm like,
doubt.
I got it. I got all the players, and I'm about to win this hand. Penny probably might not be so good on poker.
If Penny picks up pocket kings, you going to know.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking
gonna
about.
You're going to know when you got pocket kings.
You can see. I'll just drop my head. But I know that that's part of the game, and I've got to improve that.
Yes.
If we're going to be serious at it, which I don't think is going to happen, John.
We should
I know. That lets you down more than it does me.
I
gave it a shot.
I think it's a fun game. I think it's a good game. And I hope that what comes out of this is
I think you think you're like Matt Damon and Rounders or whatever it is. Like you really no. You're trying to be the young stud in it is what I think.
No, I don't.
That's
I really
what I think
not.
You're trying to have a second career I think I'm
a very average player. I think I'm a very average poker player. Like I'm gonna have wins and I'm gonna have losses. Like that's just
you've been having some high stake games lately.
You think 1-2 is high stakes?
I'm sorry?
You think 1-2 no limit is high stakes?
What is that? That's what this dude did.
He was playing higher than that. He's playing 1-3 and 5-5.
I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about hundreds and thousands, and I'm talking about is this getting legal?
Hundreds
is it still
thousands.
Is it still legal?
Yes.
All right.
First of all, 1-2 is not high stakes.
Brad, I don't think you and I have got the kind of capital it takes to get in John's game anymore.
I don't.
If you know what I mean.
Brad, what's the most you've ever sat down at any gambling table with?
Oh, in terms of like a
blackjack, poker, whatever.
A minimum bet.
What's the most you've ever sat down with at one time?
I sat down once at a $50 blackjack table.
Like a $50 per hand?
The minimum was a $50 bet. That actually was hard for me.
Okay, so you did play $50 minimum bet.
I played $50 minimum blackjack in Vegas, and it makes me uncomfortable even to do that.
And how many times would you sit down with 200?
I rolled in that till I stayed even for 30 minutes, and I got
good
out of
for
it
you.
Because I didn't like doing it.
He stayed even. He was even for 20 to 30. That's hard to do in blackjack.
They used to have dollar blackjack at the Sahara before they turned down.
Now I'd be on that all night long. That's like dollar menu.
You get free, and with the drinks, too. So we'd sit there, all the college students. And we'd go back and forth for an hour and eat food and have a good time. And if I broke even, I was happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, it is always it is always a good day when you break even.
Well, I agree with Jason though. Guys like Jason and I, you make us seem a little like outsiders. We're more normal.
Well, we're actually pretty dang normal.
Yeah,
we're actually your average citizen that doesn't go down there. And
yeah,
I think it's weird.
Blow thousands.
I think people who don't play card games are weird.
We mean play card games. We play, just we ain't gambling a lot of money.
Yeah, I just think like spades, you know, poker, you know,
we play
blackjack.
Spades.
You know what I mean? I think people
play spades. I just don't gamble
who
on
don't
them.
Play who don't play card games are strange people. That's what I think. You don't necessarily have to gamble. I mean, but why else would you play? You know,
dude, you can't act like you came out of the womb busting like playing spades.
I did.
You just learned how to play spades like 3.5 years ago. You're talking about it's weird when folks came.
First of all, we played spades.
Bro, you were playing Go Fish. What are you talking about?
Bro,
and now all of a sudden you're this dude. It's weird if people don't play. What are you talking about?
I am one of the greatest spades players in this city.
You picked it up with me. You were a rook. Me and Betty Crawford were teaching it to you. What are you talking about, brother?
No, and you were on teams. Me and you were on the same team.
I'm just saying, you were new to the game then. Yes, she was on the other side, but we're like, we got a newbie here. And now it's if you don't have 10 decks of cards at your house in a gambling table, you ain't cool.
If you think
I don't understand you.
If you think I'm a newbie at spades, just play me. Just play me.
Here we go.
Oh, come on. You had your thing a couple of years ago. You're still doing it on the air. Were you going around?
What?
You play, like saying goes to folks' churches? You were going to folks' streets.
And I did.
And it was great for the show. And you were having – but that's where you were learning the game.
I was not
like, stop acting like you weren't new to the game
then. I was definitely not learning then. Dude, I played spades online, bro. I played spades online on Yahoo. Okay? That's how far I go back.
Oh, you a real Chris Moneymaker, I tell you.
You play spades on Yahoo?
I don't play no damn spades on Yahoo. I play it at the barbecue.
Okay. I play spades on Yahoo. That's weird. That's my credibility right there.
It's not even real people.
And you know what else I played on Yahoo? Pool. Get at me. Get at me.
This guy.
I play pool on Yahoo. What you know about Yahoo games?
Guys changing every
day. What you know about Yahoo games?
Not the same person I started this show with 3 years ago.
You were too busy, instant messaging, people.
Who? Some big girl? You want to make up a story about a big girl I was DMing in Black Planet? For 19-year-olds and I'm 40? You want to keep making up stuff?
I didn't say that. Oh, you said that.
Your stories get wilder and wilder every time you tell them.
But I was on Yahoo.
Jason said Titans going to be 3-1. I'm just here to lie.
I was on Yahoo playing pool, and I was on Yahoo playing spades.
Jason liked big girls.
Look, man, I feel like that's true.
No.
Or at one point it was.
Bro.
Brad, can I leave?
Yeah.
Next story.
I mean, for the day. Yeah. I'm going to get
– because
you're my boss.
He used to produce.
Hey,
he used to produce. He could just run this show himself and
Because I need
then
a
talk.
Whole weekend getaway. This fool act like I'm not married to one of the finest women there.
I didn't say that.
And talking about I still this like big women.
No.
What are you trying to do?
Back in the day, different.
You just said still do.
No, I corrected it. I corrected it immediately. I said
Brad, I at least need a break, Brad. Can we go to commercial?
I apologize.
I can't help you.
These accusations every day.
All right, we're going to take a break.
More and more wild.
Evan Abrams is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk NFL with him. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Now it's your chance to win MemphisRadio.com cash. Download the free Radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and get the code word starting Monday. Win an easy grand. Download Radio.com, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen weekdays 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. Radio.com cash, 9 through 5 on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get appy.
I know you've heard about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss, or you probably know somebody that is on the team over there, and I can see very clearly why and how they're betting 1,000, because it's an easy deal over at Collierville Weight Loss. There are no pills. There's no big workout program. Dr. Keith, he's going to let you do whatever you want for exercise. Collierville Weight Loss now has new body contouring laser light programs that he uses with his weight loss program. There's no downtime. There's no pain. Patients reduce inches fast. Every weight loss program is more than just a scale. Dr. Keith understands that, and he really loves. It's his passion. He loves helping people avoid diabetes. He loves helping people avoid heart disease. Everybody is different, and what he knows is you don't ever want to go back to feeling tired and overweight. That is his goal out at Collierville Weight Loss. So if you want a no-charge evaluation, right now is the time to get that. There's no crazy diets, no surgery, no pills, no exercise. Give him a call today, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get a discount on the program. That's 901-221-8964 or on the web, ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Five-Ash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area, but did you know we are the only diamond-level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family-operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude's. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or MemphisRoofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what you do.
If you love to play golf but hate the expense of each round, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Irene Golf and Country Club has a deal for you. Their low-cost memberships come with unlimited championship course play and access to the driving range, pool, and fitness center. It's fun for the entire family. Just sign in and you sit. And if you're 35 or under, you can take advantage of the junior executive offer that's only $140 a month. And if you join now, it's only $100 a month from now until December for any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at Irene Golf and Country Club because you deserve the country club lifestyle located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, IreneGolfCC.com.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex Lease. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete one way for as low as $44. Must be purchased by October 16, 2019 for travel between October 4th, 2019 and January 12th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make a bow, one by one.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Evan Abrams joins us every single Friday here on the show. He's on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. He joins us now. Evan, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? I mean, listen, we got a great game last night, but that wasn't even the biggest story. The biggest gambling story was that Temple East Carolina game.
Yes.
Saw that.
Wasn't that crazy?
That was literally, listen, you stay up on Thursday nights watching Temple East Carolina for that. So that's what it is.
Let me ask you something, because this is what you do, because this is what it would do to me. I think John would be in with you. But a game like that, if I had put money on it, it ends like it did, I would lose it. I'd go crazy. I'd be pulling my hair out. Does that make you want to gamble more? Does it make you want to gamble less? You watch a game like that.
Listen, if you're on the right side,
the right side of it,
yeah,
right?
I was going to say, if you're on the right side of last night, you're not looking forward to the weekend because, you know, they just gave you a nice little gift.
It's done.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like that's how that goes.
Over.
But I mean, it was, you know, absolutely wild. A friend of mine who doesn't really know much about betting goes, what do you mean he got into the end zone and they didn't give it to him?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's, you know. But, yeah, well, what a night.
No doubt. All right, speaking of last night, Russell Wilson continues to be absolutely brilliant this season. What kind of value can I get on Russell Wilson as most valuable player? I feel like there's got to be, like, some good value to be had there.
Mm. Not now. I mean, if you're going to make a play on Russell Wilson, it's not at his peak, right? I mean,
yeah.
The guy's got 12 passing touchdowns, no interceptions, 73% completion percentage. I mean, he's literally lighting the world on fire, and he's a one-man band for Seattle. I mean, there were so many opportunities last night and really a great spot for the Rams to come in there and win the game, and they probably should have off a terrible loss, but he's a magician. I mean, what he really does in that pocket and the fact that he doesn't get stacked and he's just does a good job at making that Seattle offensive line just look efficient, right? So, to me, that's the story right there is 17-2 straight up at home in primetime. He's the king.
Amazing.
He's the king.
That's amazing. I mean, is there anybody that even comes close to that that's playing right now?
Sure. I mean, when you talk about raw numbers, but when I talk about betting, it's actually a great stat that we used on our account last night. Since 2003, he's the second most profitable quarterback at home in primetime. Number one, because of the line value, is actually Jay Cutler, because he won it so many times as an underdog. But the fact that Seattle is a home favorite so many times in that position, and Wilson's 17-2, and he's that profitable, he's just the king in that spot.
Now, let me ask you this, because you said Jay Cutler, because he was an underdog so often, was the most profitable. But, like, how many people were actually profiting on that? You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine there were too many people betting on Jay Cutler as an underdog.
Listen, every single time, probably not, but his last game in primetime, he won as a 4-1 dog.
Yep.
So, I mean, it happened.
He was great in those games.
And that's why you get up there.
It's amazing. Going forward, listen, the Rams should have won that game last night. Zuerlein misses for him what really is a chip shot. But Jared Goff leads the league in interceptions. That offense does not look like it did last year for whatever reason. Maybe that's all because of Gurley not being as effective as he was. What's your trust level in the Rams in terms of betting the Rams, in terms of believing in the Rams going forward?
Sure. I mean, I was on the Rams last night at 1.5. I got lucky. They probably should have won the game. But let's look forward for a second. They're home against San Francisco next week. Right now, it looks like the look-ahead line about 4.5. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have to see what happens on Monday Night Football. But to me, I want to bet on the Rams after these two losses. Everyone's going to over. Antidote this, they're really going to probably buy into it too much. Goff looked good in that game, but I'm not ready to probably lay the 4.5. To me, that's over too many key numbers. So kind of have to see how that settles out.
All right, Bills and Titans. We're trying to figure out who the heck the Titans are. You know, one week they look like they beat Cleveland. They're looking good. The next week they're losing to Indianapolis. They're playing the Bills. 3-1 team just suffered its first loss last week. Titans 3-point favorites at home. Should I lay the points? How are you feeling on Titans and Bills? Which side are you on?
Well, this is actually a scary little point here. So it's between, obviously, Allen still in concussion protocol,
right?
And then you on the other side have to look at Barkley. To me, the play here either way is probably the under. The Bills are 4-0 to the under this year.
Okay.
Under McDermott, they're 22-15-1 to the under, 14-5 to the under on the road. They do a really, really good job here. And to me, it's the Marcus Mariota story. Coming off the really, really nice, well-performanced win against Atlanta, he's 9-19-1 against the spread after a straight-up win, the third worst quarterback in the league in that spot. It's just literally, with Tennessee, and I've actually looked back at this, there's such a roller coaster.
Yes.
You beat Cleveland on the road up, then you lose in Indy, you come down. Your favorite on the road against Jacksonville, you lose, then you come back and beat Atlanta. To me, this is the absolute story with Mariota specifically. The Tennessee defense and the Buffalo defense, really, really stellar.
Yep.
But I just can't look to back Mariota consecutively.
I'm with you. I get it.
We are, of course, talking to Evan Abrams from the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Okay, let's move on to London. Things always get weird in the London game. Chase Daniel going to be starting at quarterback for Chicago. No Taylor Gabriel for Chicago, so they're going to be down offensively. They are favored by 4.5. My partner's a Bears fan. I'm a Raiders fan. What should we do here?
Yeah, it's actually up to 6 at some places. Oh, and listen, Chicago's getting 70% of the tickets. Everyone has written off Oakland in this spot. Chicago's defense is obviously stellar, and it's a Khalil Mack revenge game. So, you know, that's definitely one thing you want to have in mind there. Like you said, Chicago's injuries is really one of the few stories here. But the thing that I want to look at is the experience going to London. Chicago, I believe, hasn't done this since 2011 under Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
While Oakland's done it about 4 or 5 times in the last few years, they actually did the better job in terms of getting out there and having more time in terms of Chicago going on the short week. To me, the interesting bet here is probably the under.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears have yet to allow the team 16 points this season. They've held 17 or fewer in 15 of 21 games. The under, to me, is probably the call. Listen, but Chase Daniel is completely and utterly an upgrade to Mitch Trubisky.
Absolutely.
From the deep ball to pressure to what they've done in the past, it's literally an upgrade no matter where you look at it. So if you're going to make the play, I think it's the under because of the time zone, the defense. I think there's a few elements leading towards that, but it's a tough one in London.
That is great stuff, Evan. I had no idea. My partner's sitting here nodding his head about the Raiders having been over there so much more frequently here recently, too, especially compared to the Bears. All right, big one, Packers and Cowboys. This one that everybody's got their eye on. I think a lot of Cowboy fans were a little bit let down by what they saw against New Orleans, and that New Orleans defense certainly came to play. They are 3.5-point favorites last time I looked. That over-under number is at 47. What do you see with Packers-Cowboys? What do you like?
Sure. So, I mean, you're coming off a Dallas game where they probably faced the first complete team they've seen all season.
Yep.
The Saints are really, really putting it together. Bridgewater is, you know, formidable at best after that sack at midfield. But the thing you really have to look at in this game is the injuries to Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins. It is the absolute story of the game. Over this season, It's, I believe I'm looking at it right now, 260 total passing plays. The two of them combined have allowed 8 pressures.
Wow.
Smith allowed 15 pressures and only 489 passing plays last year, fewest in the NFL. This is a massive, massive shift in what Dallas does on offense and their ability to get into the second level. Green Bay is not a good defense, but when you don't have both of those tackles in there, I think this is going to get a little stagnant as well. To me, the play here is the under. I just think you have to look at that, especially Devontae Adams' injury.
Right.
There's a lot of things on both sides here not leading towards offense. It's going to be a really, really tight game where both teams are going to want to win. It's a first to 24 thing, maybe.
Yep.
Yep.
And
then the Monday night game, certainly a very interesting one. The Browns appear to have righted the ship in some way, shape, or form. The 49ers, as we know, are undefeated. But, see, I think that 3-0 record is hollow. Like, they haven't played anybody. They play bad teams. And I'm still not convinced Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback. The 49ers are favored by 4. What's your play here, Evan?
Listen, this is a tough one for me, and it's really, really on the dot because it is a home primetime game. Mm-hmm. The one stat that I think is interesting going into this, home teams in primetime off a bye are actually 2-10-1 against the spread the last 5 years, failing to cover by 7.5 points per game. This is everyone and their mother are going to most likely in the end to come on San Francisco. Right now, it looks like it's a little bit of Cleveland, and I'm interested in Cleveland. They played well last week, but I don't love the spot. I'm a week-to-week better.
Yeah.
So when I see Cleveland roll Baltimore, I'm not loving having to back them the next week, but I'm also not ready to lay the points with San Francisco at home and in an undefeated point of view. So I think this one, and just being honest, is a very, very tough, tough line.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, man, this is great stuff as always, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's been fun.
Yep.
It's a pleasure.
Is Evan Abrams from the Action Network. That was brought to you by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Kylan Chandler. He is the father of five-star guard, one of the top point guards in the country in 2021. He was there last night. We will talk to him about what he thought about it, what Kennedy Chandler thought about it, Memphis Madness, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's 2 locations and experience it for yourself. One is at $56.99 Mount Moriah. The other is at $71.99 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you, and make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me. At Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome. Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Transformation, a thorough or dramatic change in appearance. Sure, that's the textbook definition, but it really means we're getting you in the locker room on game day with the new Talladega Garage experience. Come see it for yourself this October.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
More than ever, we need to laugh. Good thing the Radio.com app brings the funny.
Say, man, you left your lights on.
On Radio.com, you can listen to your favorite hometown morning show wherever you are. Or nonstop stand-up on the Comedy Now channel. And hilarious podcasts like Curious with Josh Peck and ID10T with Chris Hardwick. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. So come on, lighten up and laugh a little. Or a lot. Radio.com. On your desktop or download the free app now.
Hi, folks. Good news for bargain hunters and bandits from the Chevy Sheriff in Collierville. Sunrise Chevy has over 500 Chevys and used cars in stock just in time for the Sunrise Low Price Rodeo. Factory rebates up to $5,000. Sunrise discounts high as $8,000. And don't forget, Sunrise specializes in secondary financing. Need a good body shop? Bring it to Sunrise. We work on all makes and models. Remember, you can bring your Chevy to Sunrise for service no matter where you bought. Buy American and buy from Sunrise. There's always a sale at the Sunrise Chevy Range. Find new roads to 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville. Chevy's cost less at Sunrise, partner.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Madness took place last night inside FedEx Forum. 18,119 strong were there. Among that 18,119, Kennedy and Kylan Chandler. Kennedy Chandler, of course, a five-star prospect in the class of 2021. Kylan is his father, and he joins us now. Mr. Chandler, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
How was last night? What'd you think?
It was a blast. It was nice. Had the performers there. The players put on a great show for the city. It was very exciting. Just nice atmosphere. Pack house. Great seats. The kids. I think the players enjoyed it as well. All the players that were and the recruits they enjoyed it as well because they were sitting right in front of me. So they really had a good time. You can tell everybody did.
Did your son say as much? Did he tell you when it was dad? Man, I really love. What'd y'all talk about?
Well, he just had a good time. You know, we didn't discuss anything. You know, I didn't discuss anything with him as far as right after the event. But I know he had a blast, though. I can tell you that.
Now, have you gone out and gotten yourself one of these suits with the shorts, Dad?
Not yet. No, I haven't done that yet. I'll let Kennedy do that.
I got you.
How many different Madness events have y'all gone to? Like those type of events.
I want to say three. With the Memphis last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just Memphis.
You've only been to Memphis Madness this year and last year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right.
I gotcha. In terms of what you guys have going on now, what do you guys have going on this weekend? What are you doing now?
We just flew out this morning. Just landed in. Well, we went to Dallas. Now we're in Kansas now. The Kansas Midnight Madness today. So a lot of other players are coming down for that today. And then this AAU team, Mocan Elite, they have practice. Well, not practice, like an open gym. You know, ages 15, 16, and 17 who are interested, who want to come out and play. So we're going there too as well. And then we're going to come on back Sunday morning.
Gotcha. So is the plan, obviously there's been some changes in the AAU scene here locally. Is the plan to stick with Mocan?
We are with Mocan right now. Like I said, again, I think Kennedy said after USA, he want to come back and just make an announcement on that so he can go ahead and kill it. He don't want to go through his whole junior year, worrying about, you know, where he wants to go and making the decision. I know a lot of people saying, you know, different things, but he said when we come back from USA, he want to go make an announcement on that so he can go ahead and kill it. He told me that last night.
All right. So it sounded like
that last night.
That'll be coming. How would you compare? You said you were there last year, right, for Penny's first one, and then this one. How you compare the two? How did they come off about that? How was this one compared to last year's?
Oh, this was much better. It was much better, yeah. I mean, both of them were good. I mean, you know, I enjoyed both. Matter of fact, I recorded last year on Facebook, and I stood up here and watched it while I was waiting to get on the plane this morning. I said, "Been watched it." I think I had about like 10 minutes on there, sometimes when you record something, it pops up like it's a some type of anniversary type of thing, and they'll show what you did on that day last year. Yeah, so I think this year was better. I mean, because Kenny, he loves Future. He likes Future. So, and then Lil Baby and things like that. And then they had Dolph and Key Glock and all those guys. But it was much better. I like the entertainment this year better than last year. But I like Gotti. You know, I'm a Gotti fan. So, but other than that, it was tit for tat. But I give this one a 9.5 versus the other 9, you know.
Okay, gotcha. I was going to ask you, if Kylan Chandler was a recruit, who would he need to see in performance to seal the deal?
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, who I want to see, they're not living right now, so it don't matter who I want to see.
Who you want to see? Michael Jackson?
Nah, if it was me, it'd be David Ruffin.
Oh, David Ruffin, yes, sir.
David Ruffin.
You want to see some real singing. You want to see some real crooning.
I'm old school.
I don't know how. Yeah, that'd be David Ruffin would get the job done for Kylan Chandler.
Dad know we'd have to roll him up out of the grave. You already know.
That'd get the job done right there.
Interesting.
Yeah, Dave Ruffin, Marvin Gaye.
Amen.
I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Now, Marvin Gaye, now we're talking, no doubt. We are talking to Kylan Chandler. He is the father of 5-star point guard Kennedy Chandler, who was in attendance last night for Memphis Madness. Some other developments in Kennedy's recruitment. John Calipari was in town. I believe it was last week. Where does that stand with Kentucky and Kennedy?
No offers right now. Highly interested. Just trying to close out the 2020. I think most of the what they call blue blood schools are trying to really just close out on the 2020. Because you got roughly three guards, point guards in that class, and that's Kennedy, Devin Askew, and a kid named Christian Lander. So those are your top three, supposedly. So when I have these conversations with those guys, they always mention, you know, those are the only guards we're going after, period. You know, so it's like whoever commits, you know, things like that. But I mean, Calipari talked to us, you know, me, my wife, Kennedy, and John Harrington, the head coach, for at least about an hour. I mean, he brought us some good things, and he said he's definitely coming back. You know, he's going to – so he has our schedule, so he's going to be at all our games, you know what I mean? Well, not all our games because he can't do that legally, but he's going to be at most of the games that, you know, City of Palms, I think back at the Memphis Hoop Fest when we play IMG. And I think that's where a lot of coaches are going to be back at Briarcrest, you know, because those games are being held at Briarcrest, the Memphis Hoop Fest. They used to be called the Penny Hoop Fest, you know, so Mount Vernon is supposed to be here, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and some other big time top, you know, teams in the country. But great guy. He's a salesman, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff. I mean, he really knows his stuff. I mean, he really does. I mean, but it's a great guy, you know. And like I said, he came by himself. He didn't come with his staff. I know Barbie was there last week, the week before, and Barbie told me, hey, Cal coming back. I said, okay. So they called me, said we'll be in there Monday. They didn't want to see Kennedy play. They said they didn't need to see him play. They just wanted to come talk to him and my wife and I and Coach Harrison. So it turned out, you know, it was a good conversation, though, really.
So it sounds like, Dad, that Cal shoots you really straight, that he tells you who he's on for 2020 and if this guy fought this guy, and here's where I'm at is in relation to your guy and to your son with relation to these guys, like you having – that is it done that way with everybody? I mean, you said how good a salesman is. Is everybody as direct as he is? Is he more so than others? Just in terms of his recruiting pitch, how strong is it? Sounds.
I think he's been more direct than others. I mean, I really do. I mean, he told Kennedy, he said, hey, if you want to come in and shoot 30 times, this not the place. Mm-hmm. If you want to come party and have a good time, this not the place. You know. Curfew at this time, this week, during the week. Weekend is this, that. I mean, so, you know, you're going to have to compete. You know, I mean, and Kendall understands that. That's anywhere he goes,
who's recruiting y'all, right? Yeah, he's going to have to compete.
Right. Yeah. He's going to have to compete. I mean, that's anybody. You know what I mean?
Yes, so, sir.
And like I told Kay, I don't want no one to give him anything. That's understood. You know what I mean? And that's how we've been all our life. That's how Ken, the situation he's been in, I mean, that's how it's been, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we don't have no, you know, hookups and things like that and people that can make things happen. I don't want none of that. You know, I want Ken to go out there and earn it, and that's what he has done this past, 6 to 8 months?
Yes, sir.
Including the summer. But now look how it worked out when you do it on your own.
Yep.
Don't worry about, you know, somebody plugging you in.
Yep.
Go get it yourself, you know what I mean? And that's what it's all about, man.
Hey, Kyler, man.
Off big time.
We appreciate the time as always,
Thank
man.
You
appreciate
for this.
It. Thank you.
Okay. All right, John.
Yep. Yes, sir, Ms. Chandler.
Talk to you later. He is Kylan Chandler, the father of Kennedy Chandler, playing those cards close to the vest now. I didn't want to tell us what Kennedy thought about the didn't discuss it, he said. They didn't discuss what Kennedy thought.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's saying, let's make our decision tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I'd make my decision tonight if I were him. I'm overwhelmed by the future and little baby and young, well, maybe not young Dolph, but certainly, Moneybagg Yo. I think Moneybagg Yo is an amazing artist. I really love his work, just so you know.
Some folks think he's a hype man.
What?
Got Moneybagg messed up.
Nah, man. Listen to Reset.
I don't know. This is not for me. I don't need to be convinced of it, John. I know he's a superstar and a phenomenon. So some people are not in the rap game. I think I heard Chris Harrington talking about it. I think maybe, again, in fairness, this was a family member, not just – didn't know who that was.
Mm-hmm.
That was with Lil Baby last night.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks to Kyler Chandler for joining us on the show. All right, we will come back. Taco Meat going to join us. We will talk to him about college football this week. Lots to get to with him. And I'm going to ask Taco Meat if he has ever cheated in a card game. We will get the lowdown from Taco Meat when we come back. Jason and John, 90s FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 fit days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
sponsored by Account Temps. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high, but you can't afford to miss important deadlines. Whether you need help for a day, a week, or months, keep your work on track with highly skilled accounting and finance professionals from Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Hey there, it's Gary Parrish reminding you that if you got a bad roof, get in touch with Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. It's a local family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and by the way, Danny is currently looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, call. And if you want a free roofing inspection...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.